This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Special Counsel Robert Hur says he did not sanitize the findings in his report on President Biden's handling of classified documents. The report concludes the president should not face criminal charges for his handling of sensitive government information when he was vice president. Hur testifies before the House Judiciary Committee this morning. He'll defend his comments on the president's memory, too, saying his assessment that the president's memory is limited was necessary, accurate, and fair. Now to Boeing's troubles.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is turning up the heat on Boeing. Buttigieg says Boeing must make a serious transformation when it comes to its responsiveness, culture, and quality issues. Over the weekend, Buttigieg said that Boeing has been under enormous scrutiny since a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight in January. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Department of Justice had launched a criminal investigation into the blowout on the Alaska Airlines jet. Boeing gave a one-sentence response saying, "We will continue to cooperate fully and transparently with all government investigations and audits as we take comprehensive action to improve safety and quality at Boeing." Donna Porter, Washington.
Scores of people are dead in Haiti, thousands running from their homes as neighborhoods are raided by violent gangs. Now, an announcement from the Prime Minister.
Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry will resign once a transitional presidential council is created, bowing to international pressure that seeks to save the country overwhelmed by violent gangs.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma. A man visiting the Florida Everglades fell off a boat and was bitten by a crocodile. The man's recovering. This is AP News. Now about Delaware.
A gun rights battle is playing out in a federal court after a Delaware judge refused to block enforcement of the state's assault weapons restrictions. Delaware is one of nine states that banned certain semi-automatic firearms due to a law in 2022 that also limits gun magazines to 17 rounds. The Delaware State Sportsmen's Association and other groups took that to court. Last year, U.S. District Judge Richard Andrews ruled, even though they should be protected by the Second Amendment, state officials had sufficiently established the weapons and magazines bring unprecedented societal concerns. Gun rights groups are asking a federal appellate court in Philadelphia to overrule the judge and suspend the weapons limit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.